I think when you first start in the arts, a lot of people have great ideas. But then when they see the work ethic that comes with it, a lot of people back out. A lot of people give up. Like, a person will see me with three cameras and be like, yo, let's shoot this, let's do this. And bro, everybody knows, like, a lot of people, unless they're putting in the same amount of effort or more than you, it's not even worth it, man. So there's been a lot of people that I've had to say no to. There's been a lot of people that I've just, and it's not out of disrespect, but I know that if I'm putting in more effort than you, it's just not worth it, man. You know, I'm not saying it's like, collaborating is a good thing when you collaborate with people, but some people are just not worth the effort because you know you're going to put in more work than them. So it's been a breath of fresh air. Like, I don't have to deal with the guests. I don't have to deal with the audio. Mm-hmm. I don't have to deal with, like, doing pre-interviews. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that I don't have to do, but my role is to make sure that everything that visually looks good, make sure that the podcast is edited and ready to go, make sure that we have the things we need to move forward. So I think because of that, all of us work as a team. And even though it doesn't seem like sometimes, like, some people are doing the most, everybody's doing the best they can, and that's what's important.
Yeah.
Do the best you can, and I think we all appreciate that within all of us, you know?
Welcome to the DDHD Podcast. I am your co-host, Marwan Menominee, and we got...
Juice Rochester, Rochester Juice.
And we have a very, very special guest in the building in our series, Where We At, where we talk to some of the people behind the camera that make this happen for us.
Very special? I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
Okay, lightly special. Not everything is perfect. Our director that occasionally, you know, goes to the bathroom when we're recording, or
always walk out.
You know, man. Always walking out, opening pop soda cans in the
chips,
middle of the
chips
interview.
Chips, chips especially.
But for real, this wouldn't be possible without all of his
work. I know
work.
We say that, we do say that a little sparingly, but when it comes to this person, it's the truth.
He is.
Yeah.
He literally makes the engine run, and without him, there would be no engine. So let's give it up for our director, the one, the only, Dwayne Graham. Third cousin, twice removed from Aubrey Graham.
No.
Yeah, that Graham last name.
No relation.
I didn't even realize it.
I'm not Jewish.
You're not Jewish?
Okay. Love all Jewish people, but I'm not Jewish.
You're not Jewish. Okay,
strictly Yad man.
Straight Yad.
But is Drake's last name from his mom's side or his dad's
side?
My dad's side.
Yeah.
23andMe, I'm telling you, bro. You never know.
You never know, fam.
I'm black.
Okay. You're black and proud. How you feeling?
I'm good still, you know?
Yeah? I'm glad you're... you know, gracing us with your presence and letting people see who the hell is behind the camera the whole time. We got a lot of things to talk about, man. I think we want to dive a little bit
Dwayne
into your
world.
Dwayne
does not want to be here now. He's way more comfortable behind than
in
front.
I'm blessed.
You sure?
No, 100%. I'm blessed.
We're going to get our asses whooped after this.
We'll see. We'll see how the edit goes after this.
All right, man. So we have some questions into diving into your world of how to make this all a reality. And then we want to learn a little bit about you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for people that don't know, what do you do at the podcast?
So basically, I film, edit, somewhat produce the whole podcast, and work with my team to make sure this happens.
Got it.
Yeah.
Can you say that a little louder on the mic for me?
Well, I'm not loud enough to. Jeez.
You're good.
I film, I edit, and I produce in conjunction with my team to make this happen.
Nice. How long have you been doing this, man? For camera work?
10 years, but 5 years officially.
10 years, but 5 years officially.
Yeah, like 10 years, but 5 years seriously.
Seriously, full time on it.
Full time. Like, this being my full-time only thing to do, probably 2 years.
2 years?
But 5 years between, like, when it came to my full-time job of construction and filming.
Yeah, he was the first one to make the leap, right?
He was.
He was, man.
He was my inspiration.
Jeez.
He's my inspiration for sure.
I hate this light-skinned guy.
So what? How's it feel, man? 2 years going into it. How's it going?
No, everything's good. It was just like... getting used to knowing that there's like another check coming in regularly was probably the only thing I had to get used to.
Yeah.
But like, I think after 2 weeks, everything just came regularly. So I was good. Yeah. Like 2 weeks after.
What do you think that you attribute that to? Why have you been able to get such a steady flow of work?
Okay, so
before you answer that, I'm gonna say, within the podcast, right? One of the many critiques, good critiques that we get from the podcast is the quality of our videos.
Our video, that's right. Right? That's right.
A lot of people say, wow, it looks super professional. How do you guys shoot what you shoot? You know, like, who is shooting this stuff that you're doing?
Yeah.
And it is because of you. And your quality is always on point. I'm not always on point.
I'm gonna thank Sony and Canon for that. Thank you, Sony. Thank you, Canon.
But you really, even before the podcast, you invested a lot into yourself to make sure that you, you know, not for one, had the best quality of products.
Yeah.
Right? But also learning how to use them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I guess I'm just so interested in Dwayne's life that I'm diving into it too quick. But let's talk about this setup. Like, what is this setup? We have how many cameras?
Three cameras.
What are they?
Two Canons and one Sony. And the reason why it's like that, because like that's what we honestly, I would rather to be all Canon or all Sony, but at the time, that's, I think when me and Drew started thinking about this, we just thought about like, we need to do something right away. And sometimes you get into the thing of like, oh, we need this perfect or that perfect, but you just need to just do it. You know what I mean? So we just used what we had. Jiro brought what he had when it came to audio stuff. And we made it work and everybody came together and made something great work.
But what kind of lenses are these? Like, these are some serious lenses.
No, they're just Sigma lenses. They're okay, but it's not like they're cinema lenses, but they do what we need them to do. A podcast doesn't need... Okay, the way how podcasts are now, they're getting better and better. So, like, certain podcasts look very cinematic. The lighting's great. But, like, for what we need right now, the thing for us is consistency and a product that looks good. And that's what we needed, and that's what we just achieved, right? And I'm thankful to everybody that likes what we're doing and likes what we produced. But we still got a lot to learn, too, you know what I mean?
Mm. How was the process from the beginning of, you know, producing and editing these videos to what it is now? You know, has it been a learning curve?
Ask Gio about the starting.
It was rough.
It's rough.
It was rough.
I think the first thing is like, okay, so whenever people want to produce a podcast, the problem is a lot of people, depending on the podcast you're trying to produce, a lot of people think that you just need one camera, one mic, you bring 10 people, but you need mics for people. Honestly, a great sounding podcast is actually more important than a beautiful visually podcast.
Why is that?
Because like podcasts is anything visual is also audible. So if it sounds crazy, visually your mind just knocks out.
True.
If I was to play you something right now and the audio sounds like shit, you no matter how good it looks, you're not gonna want to watch it. You'd be like, what's going on there? You know what I mean? Unless it's like supposed to happen like that, like a static sound or something like that. But people like to hear the audible first. So sometimes you'll see like some videos where a black screen, but you hear something, your mind's like, oh, what's that? That's your mind trying to determine what you're hearing. And then visually it comes in, you're like, oh, that's dope. But if it's visually nice, but audibly up, you'd be like, no, your mind will be like, no, I don't want to do this.
So is that a jewel you would give to anybody starting a podcast?
If you're going to start a podcast, make sure your audio is on point.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything else.
Yeah. Focus on your audio.
Invest in your audio. Yeah. Practice like making your audio sound good.
Mm-hmm.
And then visually, like you could have a phone, you could have one camera, just start with something.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people overcomplicate the process and try to do too many things. Make sure your podcast sound good. Get a cheap camera at first and start and grow with your audience. A lot of people don't think like, I need everything. No, grow with your audience. Respects growth. They don't care about like, oh, I'm doing everything perfect. Cause then there's no journey. There's no, there's nothing to latch onto. There's nothing emotional to latch onto. I think that people that seen us from the beginning, you know, like, bro, I f***ed up Rich Kid's episode twice.
Shout out to Rich Kid.
Shout out Rich Kid.
Coming back.
Like, bro, like, juice is whole. Like, I think, yo, we have this thing going on our team. Like, I specifically f*** up Juice's episodes. I'll use this camera on purpose, but nah, just
and audio.
Yeah.
And audio.
Yeah,
I heard about
listen,
that.
Listen, man, listen. Yeah. Sometimes Juice is full of himself and after blah, blah,
blah. Yeah, he passed my bubble a lot, man.
It's that light skin thing. That
so if you ever see episodes and they're like, why isn't the camera going to Juice at any point? It's been like 20 minutes and there's no shot of him.
I know.
Juice is full of himself all the time, so I have to meet Marwan and get the shine, you know?
Yeah. That is a very good point, because there's been a couple of guests where we're like, where's the camera? You know, why is there's a guest and why is it just
secrets
Juice
out,
and
y'all.
Me
secrets out
on it. Let's talk about in terms of the maintenance of how the process is. So you've got these cameras, you record them, and you don't just go home and just edit them right away. And right, there's a process where there's kind of a funnel and a flow of the team members where we have to work with you to get to the final edit, right?
Yeah, so basically, like, the way how we work, Gio is our audio guy, or if Gio's not here, Loki stands in.
Shout out, Loki.
And they'll process the audio, put whatever plugins they need on it. They'll send it to me. I sync it with the visuals. And then after, I just cut it up, send it to Juice or Marwan. They do the timestamps.
Mainly Juice.
For social cuts, he sends it back. I make the social cuts. I send it back to Juice. Juice does the captions or Marwan. Mm-hmm. And then when the captions are done, we either send it to, like, show the guests which one they like, or our team processes it. And Alicia posts the social cuts, and Marwan posts the actual episodes. Does all the captions, so it's a little
team effort.
Yeah, it's definitely a team effort, and we like our meetings just started to roll, because like we've been doing meetings for what, 2 years now?
Yeah, almost.
And honestly, like, I think maybe 6 months out of 2 years everybody's been on the meetings. Like, we're just starting to like really get it together, but I think that we realize that we have something special here. I think we all agree with that. Mm-hmm. And it's starting to feel nice. It's starting to feel good. We're getting a little traction, so we're going to keep the ball rolling.
No? Got it. And so this is... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, this?
Go ahead.
Oh, because
I was saying this isn't your first team you're working with, right? So let's talk a little bit about, you know, how important it is to have a team, but not only just having a team that you can collaborate with or grow with. You know, what's your experience has been to today?
I think... a lot of people in Toronto can relate to this, because I think when you first start in the arts, a lot of people have great ideas. But then when they see the work ethic that comes with it, a lot of people back out. A lot of people give up. Like, a person will see me with three cameras and be like, yo, let's shoot this, let's do this. And bro, everybody knows, like, a lot of people, unless they're putting in the same amount of effort or more than you, it's not even worth it, man. So there's been a lot of people that I've had to say no to. There's been a lot of people that I've just, and it's not out of disrespect, but I know that if I'm putting in more effort than you, it's just not worth it, man. You know, I'm not saying it's like, collaborating is a good thing when you collaborate with people, but some people are just not worth the effort, because you know you're going to put in more work than them. So it's been a breath of fresh air. Like, Alicia handles the guests for us, and it's like such a blessing. Like, a person that dedicates himself to just make sure the guests are comfortable, doing the pre-interviews, searching out the guests. Everybody here loves Alicia. Gio does his best. You know what I mean? Gio does his best when it comes to, like, coming in, doing the audio. You know, Marwan's good at, like, delegating, producing, making sure that we're on point. Like, honestly, a lot of these meetings, if it wasn't for Marwan, Jesus Christ, we wouldn't be on them. Because Marwan's like, yeah, we got to be in the meetings. We got to be in the meetings, guys. Mm-hmm. So Marwan makes sure our deadlines, our accounts, and everything is good. Make sure we're on point when it comes to releasing the episodes. Keeps us on our toes. And Juice is great at getting guests. He knows a lot of people. He's good at talking to the guests. So I think that, like, because of that, it takes a lot of stress off of my back, because I don't have to deal with the guests. I don't have to deal with the audio. Mm-hmm. I don't have to deal with, like, doing pre-interviews. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that I don't have to do, but my role is to make sure that everything that visually looks good, make sure that the podcast is edited and ready to go, make sure that we have the things we need to move forward. So I think because of that, all of us work as a team. And even though it doesn't seem like sometimes, like, some people are doing the most, everybody's doing the best they can, and that's what's important.
Yeah.
Do the best you can, and I think we all appreciate that within all of us, you know?
I wanna go back a little bit and talk about the collaborative process, right? Because I'm thinking about all the artists out there, you know, influencers out there on socials who see all of your equipment and see what you do with the podcast and all your other endeavors and be like, I want to work with this guy. Yo, I need him to shoot a music video for me, or I got this idea for visuals, right? What would you like to see in terms of collaboration when people approach you? Let's talk about monetary. Like, yo, what do you want to get paid? Or if you're not getting paid the amount you want, what would entice you to want to work with somebody and get more visuals done?
I think like where I'm at right now, it's not like I'm more looking at the individuals I want to work with.
Right.
I'm not saying if you come to me, I'm not going to say no. But I feel like I have to know you a little bit. I have to know your work ethic, because the problem with a lot of people in Toronto is they do whatever, something creatively.
Right.
And it goes nowhere. So, okay, fine. You might pay me $1,000, $5,000, whatever. But to me, we're not growing. It doesn't make any sense. And I'm not here to just take money out of your pocket. You know what I mean? Like, I've never been about that. I've always been like about helping people and helping people grow.
Right.
So it's like, I need to see you work, bro. Marwan works. Even when, you know what I mean? Like, when he's not around, he works on his comedy. He does the best he can for himself. Like, he's working a full-time job. He's doing his thing. So I respect Marwan. So when Marwan says, Dwayne, I need your help with something, cool, done. There's no question.
Facts.
And plus, I know you.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit easier. But for a person that I don't know, I just want to see you do your thing.
Right.
How do you operate within your team and what you do? You know what
right.
I mean?
Right, right.
And if it makes sense for the both of us, we'll work. But like, there's people that will come up to me like, yo, fam, you can do me a thing? You can do me a thing for a bill 50? It ain't happening, bro. It's not happening. I do not have the time, fam. So no. But money, another thing that people have to realize is that for me, I have money. I'm not going to sit here and brag. I have money. But I don't like wasting my time.
Right.
I do not like it. I will give you my time if you deserve it. Mm-hmm. 100%. I will help people. But I don't like wasting my time. So honestly, I just stick to the people I know. And if I rate you, I help you. And because of that, a lot of blessings have happened to me. I can't lie. Like, I'm fair with people. I'm honest with people. And I don't like, I don't know, bro. I'm just not here for the bullshit. That's all.
Yeah. I just think as I'm hearing this, it just keeps back to a common theme we have with guests, where it's how important our relationships, you know, the relationships that are driven for your career, my career, and especially Dwayne's career. And it's like, it sounds like no matter what, you're looking for people that you believe in, that you want to grow relationships with. Yeah. And it seems like it's always coming back one way or another.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. So did you start your video career in Toronto?
Yeah. So the way how I started was my friend was going to the Toronto Film School, and there was a seminar on red cameras. That's like the first time when red cameras just came out.
Mm.
So we went downtown. I think it's on a front street. I forgot what building it was in, but whatever. We went in there, and I was like in awe, because they had all these cameras, they had all these like sectionals, like editing bays and stuff like that. And I was like, this is dope. But then there's this guy, he was there. He's like, yeah, my lens for this camera is like $25,000. I go, $25,000? And he's like, yeah, the camera, I remember what he said, the camera's like $15,000 or $20,000. And I was like, yo, that's crazy. And he was just talking about, yeah, you know, on set. And this is like, holy, probably 15 years ago. This guy said he made like $3,000 a day.
Wow.
And he said for the seminar, he's making like 10 grand, just standing there talking for 1 hour.
Really?
And I was like, wow. So you're standing here, and he's like, yeah, I make $3,000 a day shooting small stuff. And he's like, I forgot what he did, but he's like, yeah. And I shoot certain things where I make like $25,000 a day on set. And I was like, $25,000 a day on set? I was like, okay, cool. And then my friend started, I think at that time, the Canon T2i came out, and I was like, okay, you know what? Like, me and my boy were looking on YouTube, and I went online, learned how to edit in 4 hours.
Hmm.
Yeah, learn how to edit in 4 hours. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try shooting stuff. And that's how it started for me, man. Just a red seminar, and this guy showing me, he's like, yo, if you want to do this, just don't go to film school. And he's telling me in a film school, don't go to film school. He's like, don't go to film school. He's like, just pick up a camera and just start shooting.
Mm-hmm. True.
And that was important to me.
Where are you from, Dwayne?
In Jamaica.
Yeah. Born?
Yeah. What? I was born in Franklin Town, Kingston, Jamaica.
Okay.
And then I moved to Vineyard Town when I was like maybe like 2 or 3. And then I left Jamaica when I was about 10.
Okay. Yeah. And you went to Rexdale after that?
No, I actually went to Martha Eaton Way.
What?
Martha Eaton Way. There's so much freshies and bloods. I'll never forget, like, Friday nights, I see this man with all these red cars and these gold rings. Yo, I'll go on my, you know, get some. I'm not going to lie. I miss Martha Eaton Way. I miss a lot of things that happened back there.
But where is that?
Martha Eaton Way is like, you know when you get off on the highway at, you know on the highway where Jane splits and it goes to Black Creek?
Yes.
Okay, when you pass Jane, not the Lawrence exit, the next one,
yeah,
you bust a right, there used to be like a Arby's there, but that building is Martha Eaton Way, and then you go down and there's Chichaway is down
Chichaway, the street. Yeah, yeah, okay.
So it's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, Martha Eaton Way is like, when I first came to Canada, I was like around Old Mill area, mm. And then after my uncle died, we moved to Martha Eaton Way.
Right.
Yeah. So Brampton used to come out and like put stuff in the paper, right? Like the number one, number two, number three, like, robbers in the West, right? Mm. And one time I looked in the paper, number one was my brethren, number three was my brethren, and number four was my brethren. I was like, yeah, yeah, it's time to slow down.
It's time.
Yeah, I was asking because I wanted to know what was the aha moment of you being like, okay, this is why I'm done with this. Was it after the film school? Was it after doing a first job?
No, it was during. Also, it was after the film school, but like so. I was supposed to go to, I was supposed to be on the road with my friend. Mm-hmm. And like, my girl kept like, yo, let's go to this party. Let's go to this party. And I don't want to go to a party. You know, it's Friday night. We want to make money. Like, we can make 10 bands tonight. Like, yo, I want to go, blah, blah. And it's like, and I told my boy, like, yo, I got to go. Like, he's like, all right, do your thing. Like, I got you. Do your thing. And I was like, messaging him, and I was like, I stopped. I'm like, let me put on my phone and let me just like focus, because I miss so much parties. I miss so much family, like get-togethers, because of what I was doing.
Right.
So I was just enjoying it. And I was like, something's like, yo, like, call him. So I'm messaging, and not getting back to me. And my next boy linked me. He's like, yo, family's in jail because this idiot was speeding. I don't know. It was just a stupid situation. I'm like, look how easy everything can go.
Just like that.
Just look how easy. And I'm like, and I'm there with my family. I'm watching my kids. And I'm like, it's not the reason, but it was a catalyst of like, yo, something has to change, because if this is the only thing, look how fast everything can go away.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The money's great. Like, I was making more money than doctors, bro. Like, yo, like... I'm the thing that entices Black people to selling this shit is because, or doing this shit is because, bro, little effort. Once you got a program, little effort, and the money is amazing. But the problem is, like, it can all be gone.
The risk is there.
And then you're just part of the system. And not for me, bro.
Okay. I'll talk about some inspirations that you have. All right. People that you look up to, maybe some podcasts. You know, you're doing podcasts, you're doing music videos, you do some other real
stuff. He does a lot of corporate work as well.
You know. Mm-hmm. What are you continuously trying to blend into all those categories, or do you have a specific category and someone you look up to that you're trying to fit into their model and their blueprint?
I think I haven't really like focused on one thing, because like it's weird, like as soon as I start focusing on one thing, someone brings something else to my attention, and it's like, okay, let me just take on this opportunity, right? Like being available is like the best thing a person in my position can be, because
ability is what
availability. Mm-hmm. So like I do look up to like people like Mark Bone, because he does docs. You know what I mean? Kofi, this guy named Kofi Yeboah, he's in Toronto. Mark Bone is in Toronto too, but Kofi Yeboah is in Toronto. He's a YouTuber, but he does like a lot of like sports stuff. Mm. So he's dope. Like this, honestly, like the thing is, I could find so much inspiration in my city. Like I don't even need to look outside. Like there's a lot of people doing a lot of great things in the city. And my focus is just, I'm just going with it, but I really like documentaries and comedy. I love comedy. Like, yeah. I love doing stand-up stuff. Mm-hmm. Corporate stuff is cool. Like, yeah, it pays bills, but like comedy, music, like docs, I think that's my lane right there, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, dope. That's my lane.
I want to talk a little bit about just being an entrepreneur right now, right? And having your own company. And I feel like there's going to be a bunch of people out there who, because we live in this social media world and visuals are so important now. Everybody want to has the crispest, cleanest visuals right now. So they're going to look to either hire a videographer or get the stuff themselves and maybe start a business. So anybody who's out there who's trying to start their own business and maybe be a videographer and own their own company, do you have any advice for those people?
I'd say, like, honestly, okay, there's only two ways to do videography, and it's either you have a job and you do it, or you go full throttle, don't make any excuses, take everything you get and just work until you find out what you love. Because a lot of people go into this thing, there's a lot of money in videography, cinematography, there's tons of money, but you're gonna eat a lot of shit. Until you get good, you're gonna eat a lot of shit. A lot of people are gonna make you false promises, and you're gonna get used to seeing these people, because everybody needs visuals. A lot of people don't have budget, and right. that's just a fact. If you're not working with a marketing company, if you're not working with someone that has a brand, and you're not starting like from the start, you're gonna suffer, man. Like, people are not gonna, I'm being honest, a lot of people need visuals, but they don't respect people that create visuals.
Right.
On any level, I don't care what people say. If you respect it, don't like try to like small change these people. Like, yo, I'm gonna do you a favor, yo, you just follow me, you know, you're gonna grow with me, blah blah. No, we grow together, bro. Okay, that's the only way, like, we're gonna build something. So if we're not building it together, if we don't have equal equity, I just feel like as a videographer, just don't do anything without both parties knowing what you're getting out of it.
Communication.
Yeah, no, but like, a lot of people just don't like say what they want from the start. Say what you want.
Right.
If you're gonna work with somebody, just tell them what you want. Like, yo, everything you get, I get 50% of it, or everything we do together, I get whatever denomination or whatever you want. But tell them exactly what you want out of it, because a lot of people don't see. And sometimes that's even me. Like, I'm trying to be nice to people, but like, you gotta be cold, bro. Tell people
not even just cold, just be honest, right? Yeah. Like, about what it is that you're trying to get out of it, man.
Yeah. And
so that you're not wasting each other's time. I could only imagine, like, you get in, you're working with somebody, and then all of a sudden you shoot the project, and at the end of it they're asking for extras and extras and extras on top of that wasn't in the original deal. And now you feel maybe obligated or not to, and it kind of ruins the relationship.
That's happened so much to us too, and over the years. It's so true. It's like, what, just be transparent.
Yes.
Take off the band-aid right away.
Yes.
This is what I want, this is who I want.
Yes.
How I want it. Does that work for you? If not, then don't waste my time.
Yo, you know? Marwan's actually really good at this stuff, because he's cold as a motherfucker.
It's all that time in DC, man.
Yeah. He's cold, bro.
Don't waste my time. Like you said, it's like, our time is super valuable.
Yeah.
We're too old for this shit
at
this point.
Respect it. Yeah.
Respect it. And it's okay. If people, I find, are so afraid of saying no.
Yeah,
it's okay to say no. No one
in the entertainment business is your best friend. I'm being honest.
100%.
Like, saying no. Because if you don't say no, and you're an artist or a videographer or anything in the creativity field, arts, and they will suck you dry.
Yeah.
You'll keep working until they're like, oh no, I didn't say, like, this is in my field.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So you are, and I know you guys both have been into it with tons of creators and tons of people. So,
and I've been afraid of saying no as well, but I think also it's not only okay for the other person saying no, but like for you to say no to something because you're afraid of missed opportunities. Will this be the last time? Yeah. Like you were saying, dingle a carrot in front of me, am I gonna take it? You know, because I'm hungry. It's like, it's okay, bind it and explore your journey, because it's gonna take ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before we asked our wrap up, we didn't dive into too much of you jumping and making the leap to go full time, which I think is super important. So many people that are watching right now are going through it. I know I'm still going through it. At what point did you realize I'm taking the leap, and why?
So I needed to take the leap like 5 years before I actually took the leap. Mm. But the number one thing is there is no perfect time. There's no such thing as a perfect time. And actually, the quicker you do it, the quicker you figure out, okay, know your process, know whatever you're doing on the business side, but you have to be uncomfortable to get comfortable, if that makes sense. Mm. You have to be uncomfortable in like, okay, especially if you're a videographer, you've dealt with clients, you've done invoices, you've done all that stuff. So what are you waiting for? Go. Shoot. Bro, there's, every day there's something going on in Toronto. Every day there's networking events. Like every single day in Toronto, there's something going on. And there's so much for everybody to eat. So don't be afraid. Find your tribe, find your niche, and just do it, bro. Like, don't let anyone stop you and say, oh no, you're not ready yet. My mom cried on the phone, bro. Dwayne, don't lose your little job. Dwayne, don't lose your little job. Like, cool. Like, I made good money, but there's no long-term growth. Like, I was going to be capped and get, like, incremental, like, raises. Mm-hmm. And then they just raise the taxes and they take it away anyway. So, bro, just take the leap when... It's the hardest thing to say is take the leap when you're safe, but you'll never be safe. So you have to just, if your mind says, yo, I need to do something, then that's your gut saying like, yo, I think it's time for us to go.
Mm. That's dope, man.
I like it. You know the deal. We've been here before many times. Our pivotal DDHD question, right? There's somebody in the position that you are. They're ready to give up. They bought some cameras. They got an equipment. They can't get any work. You know, their job's calling them. The bills are piling up. What would you say to that person to show them that dreams don't have deadlines?
Well, dreams don't have deadlines because, like, the funny thing is a lot of people don't even know what their dream is. Mm-hmm. They might dream about it, but like your dream is pretty much what you put your heart and soul into. You know what I mean? So like if you really believe in something, if you really believe in yourself, then bro, just go for it. Dreams don't have deadlines because listen, I'm 41 years old. A lot of people don't even know that I'm 41, but I'm 41 years old. And my mom thought like she thought I should be just stay home and just do my job because it's unsafe. But that's just her fear about what happened to her. Me as a man, I have to know it. So my whole point is like, just if you really love something, just do it. Marwan's trying to be a comedian. Juice is trying to change his whole life. Mm-hmm. You gotta go, there's no cap. As long as you have breath in your lungs, a safe place to sleep, and food to eat, just do what you wanna do.
Yeah.
Go for your dream. Don't let anyone stop you. Just get, be around your people to have all the support. Get all the support you need, but just keep moving, keep striving. Sorry it's long-winded, but I still don't even know what I'm saying.
No, you said it. You said it. Man. Yeah, you can't give up.
Yeah, 100%.
You
can't
give up. No, as long as you have breath in your lungs, bro. Yeah. Like, you have to go, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Life is definitely too short, but just strive for your dream, bro. If your dream is to just go in the water and swim, just go to any water and swim. Like, if you just want, just do what you want to do.
Yeah, what's the point of life?
Yeah, as long as you're not hurting people, just do your thing, fam. Like,
yeah,
I support you. I support everybody that just wants to do their thing.
Yeah. I'll add a little bit to that. It's like, because I think the worst thing is regret. Regret is that virus that kind of eats you up inside, 100%. You know? So I think that if you have a passion for something, get it out there, you know, try it. And even if it fails, it's the failure is better than looking yourself in the mirror every day and wondering what if.
Yeah. The failure is actually the first step, to be honest, because you are going to fail.
Yeah.
Whether it be a small failure or a big one, you are going to fail.
Yeah.
But the key is just to just keep going.
Yeah. You're going to fail 99 times before you succeed once. So
it is.
I think also a big thing is take advantage of the opportunities around you, because not everybody is as blessed and privileged to have, you know, living in a place like this and being in a creative environment and having the ability to collaborate people and do cool things like this. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people forget and are ignorant to, not in their fault, but not realizing what the whole world is like.
Yeah.
And the opportunities we have living in a place like this.
Yeah,
so I think we all take advantage of it. As we should.
I'll say one more thing, like, okay, you see us with whatever, three cameras, whatever, but if you want to start a podcast, bro, just if you have a laptop or your phone records audio, your phone has cameras. Like, don't think about all the bells and whistles, just start. I think a lot of people are scared to just start. Just start, and you'll figure out. My friend has been doing a podcast for 5 years, and I swear to God, it has, like, some of his posts have like 2-3 views, but he keeps doing it because he enjoys it. Mm-hmm. And I cheer him on, and he asks me advice, and I give him. And now I think he has like 200 subscribers. But the point is, he just keeps going. He keeps going. And he doesn't have any fancy cameras. So just do
consistency.
Just do your best at what you want to do. You'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, if you don't hear, if you don't see Dwayne, but you hear him, you'll know why. but no, this was a great episode, man. Thank you so much for, you know, giving us a little entrance into your life. We're still going to explore another time. Madness. Episode 2, version 2 of Dwayne Graham is going to come.
I won't talk about my dad, 'cause my dad is wild.
No, but this was great, man. Thank you so much for coming through. This has been a special episode of Where We At with our director. My name is Marwan Menominee. We've got
Juice Rochester, Rochester Juice.
And lastly,
Dwayne Anthony Graham.
Hey, that's our wrap. That's our wrap. Great, man.
Work hard and I handle my business. Look up in the sky, whole squad, let's get it. No limit, no.